friends, you're very welcome. I'm Adrian Flannelly, and we're going to be with you for the next couple of hours as we broadcast our program worldwide live on irishradio.com. Of course, you can catch, we're live, but if you're sleeping in the middle of the night somewhere in the world, no worry about it, because our programs are archived. I would like, though, to wish each of you a very happy new year, and that's from all of us at Flannelly Promotions Irish Radio Network USA, and of course, that's enough. Who's trying to break in here? What? Pat Murphy. Good.
Just a simple little ditty in her good old Irish way, and I'd give the world if she could sing that song to me this day.
Yeah, okay. That was a non-schedule there. Introduction. Probably better than my own. Okay, all right. Very good. Thank you. Thank you for that. Yeah. Friends, as I was saying, we want to wish each of you a very happy new year, and particularly from Anya Sheridan and myself. Anya, of course, being the executive producer of all programming on irishradio.com, and president of Flannelly Promotions and Irish Radio Network USA. We'd also, of course, like to bring you greetings, though she did so herself, if you were listening for the past hour, to, you know, bring a greeting from Dr. Miriam Nyhan, who hosts the Glucksman Ireland Radio, Ireland House Radio Hour on Saturday mornings, live from New York. And, well, this is our final program of 2018. And we're going to bring you a lot of music. Some Christmas music, because on St. Stephen's Day, when day after Christmas, at least in the East Coast of the United States, they consider Christmas to be pretty much over. But well, we were bread and buttered, and still the celebration goes on for the 12 days of Christmas, and this, for anyone who's counting, is day 5 of Christmas. So we'll slip in a few songs having to do with Christmas and the Christmas season. And friends, easiest way to get in touch with us, info@irishradio.com. That's info@irishradio.com. All right, and of course we are heading into New Year, and the focus on New Year's Eve, of course, will most people around the world will know that you know, Times Square is the place to be for the hardy. It's Times Square in New York City is where the wonderful crystal ball drops at the stroke of 12 o'clock at night, and people line up for hours and hours. And the bitter rain of the forecast, what I can tell you, security is very tight, number one, no umbrellas, so if you want to go out there and get drenched wet, good enough, because it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be where the new year really starts. And apologies to those who have your own New Year celebrations around the world, but New York is the place to be. The Pied Piper of the 2019 St. Patrick's Day Parade here in New York City. Another an international event. Should we bring up St. Patrick's Day at this stage of the game? Absolutely, we will. Again, where there is no parade anywhere in the world like New York St. Patrick's Day. And we're very proud, of course, and very happy for our cousin Brian O'Dwyer, who will lead the St. Patrick's Day parade in New York City.
7100. That's 212-571-7100. And remember, there is never any charge for consultation. O'Dwyer and Bernstein. We use our legal expertise to fight for the rights of all New Yorkers.
Spittle in County Galway, one of the beauty spots of Ireland, and Johnny Og Connolly is going to give his own twist to Christmas in Spittle on the Box. Thank you. Brian LaGrata is chipping in on this one here, on the banjo. Listeners throughout the world who indeed can identify very much with the Irish and with our program as well. So it might be an idea indeed to see if we can get a taste of Scotland and what Christmas is like in Scotland. So we'll do that right after this message from Mutual of America.
Spirit of America, Mutual of America, your retirement company. To help them realize their retirement goals, customers have trusted Mutual of America, a leading provider of retirement plan products and services for over 70 years. They recognize Mutual of America's commitment to the same values that have made our country strong. Service, leadership, trust, innovation, and caring. Individuals and groups, companies and partnerships, big and small, receive individualized retirement plans. Mutual of America offers retirement and savings products with a wide variety of investment options. Local, salaried consultants manage business for the long-term interest of their customers rather than the short-term demands of the stock market. Mutual of America should be your first choice for your affordable and flexible retirement planning needs. Celebrate the spirit of America. Mutual of America, your retirement company. Visit mutualofamerica.com today. That's mutualofamerica.com.
Christmas in Scotland. And this is by Mark Gunn, and it shows up on an album called The Celtic Christmas, finally show life in New York.
Wander brisk streets like a storybook, romance from the past. From New Orleans to Scotland, with memories you spend, and your face lit up with a laugh. Happy Christmas, my sweet, you're the reason I wake each morning, joy on my face. Warm covers we cast off with cold Scottish frost. Our hearts warm us up each Christmas day. Each morning each Christmas day. Happy Christmas, my sweet, your reason. I awake each morning, joy on my face. Warm covers we cast off, like the cold Scottish frost. Our hearts warm us up each Christmas day.
So you can thank the Scottish and Scotland for the song most associated with the New Year, of course, Auld Lang Syne. Meanwhile, our news and sports will come about three quarters of an hour from now, give or take, from Kevin O'Connor. And Kevin O'Connor has I'm sure he's in the midst of enjoying Christmas. As I mentioned, the 12 days of Christmas, there is no part of my own memories than the first Christmas in New York City here. We, as a family, got together in our Aunt Kate's and Uncle Paul's house in Central Park West for the family Christmas dinner. And indeed, there were more Jerkins and Burns and Flannelys there to enter some of us, like myself. It was new. But I remember leaving the house on Christmas Eve and coming down the elevator, walking out in there. On Christmas Day, rather, and there was the Christmas tree already on the sidewalk. I said, God almighty, oh, what kind of country is this at all? It was a great country. News and sports from Ireland, sponsored by Tourism Ireland, and indeed many, many of Irish and Irish-Americans are celebrating Christmas in Ireland. Except for those, of course, whom we should never forget, that there are thousands and thousands of immigrants from Ireland who didn't get a chance to go home for Christmas, or for that matter, any other time. So let's bear a thought and hope that New Year's will bring some kind of a change, and when all this lunacy is settled in Washington, let our wish be among our wishes for the new year the productive immigrants from Ireland who have been kind of caught here and really don't have a chance to go home have the families here. And are, you know, not, well, they have to be accepting of the fact that this is the way things are going and not getting much better in terms of, the very anti-immigrant nation that we live in here. So anyway, that's a spare thought and a wish for those as well. Meanwhile, Mary Connolly is hopping on the Emerald Isle Express. Yes.
From Killarney down to Blarney, from Kilkenny to Kildare, from Dustin down to County Down, it doesn't matter where. Just name the place in Ireland, and it's half the time or less. We get you there without telling me for a while.
All aboard, all aboard.
From Glengarry up to Dublin, from Kilkenny to Donegal, it really doesn't matter at
And we bring you New Year's greetings, of course, from Quinnipiac University, home of Ireland's Great Hunger Museum, to all of you, from a great crew at Quinnipiac University, the Ireland's Great Hunger Museum, and also Ireland's Great Hunger Institute. And both indeed very, very, very much admired and appreciated, not only by the students of Quinnipiac University in Hamden, Connecticut, but of course for indeed very, very many people who, particularly north of New York City, and from the Boston area, who visit and indeed a great appreciation for Ireland's Great Hunger Museum. All right, we can maybe, here's an oldie, and we can slip it in as a Christmas song too, why not? The Old House, irishradio.com.
Lonely, I wander through scenes of my childhood. They bring back to memory the happy days of yore. Gone are the old folks, the house stands deserted. No light in the window, no welcome at home. Here's where the children did games on the heaven. Here's where the stairs that we hold on the wind. Where are they now? Summer dead, some have wandered. No more to their home, for the children we were.
Losing our loved ones is never easy, but surrounding ourselves with friends and family to remember a precious life can help ease the burden. Introducing eternallyirish.com, a brand new memorial website that offers families and friends the chance to create an online Irish home for their loved ones who have passed away. Beautifully designed with pictures of the Irish landscape, Eternally Irish is an easy-to-use website. allowing the bereaved to easily and quickly create a memorial for their loved ones, celebrating their loved one's life in the Irish tradition of gathering together in times of need. Eternally Irish gives you the opportunity to share memories and stories online, to show a bereaved family that you remember and you care. The bereaved family can read these stories and memories and remember their loved ones with a broad Irish smile. A uniquely Irish home for all eternity. For more, watch our informative video on eternallyirish.com.
Of course you've heard of Boy Living in the Country of Roscommon, right? Here's more from Seamus Moore. Boy Living in the Country of Roscommon.
I am a happy Irish man and I come from a place called Boyle. It's near the Corrie Mountains and it's there I lived inside. Oh, my father owned a nest and a board and an acre of land as well. And my mother kept some hens and ducks and the eggs and used to sell. Oh, Boyle in the County of Roscommon, that's where I long to dwell. Here's a local singer, sing the songs I love so well. And walk along the river bank and watch the fishing rise. And see the Corrie Mountains slope gently to the sky. For the lack of employment I was forced to emigrate. I parted with me parents, I'm sad now to relate. I set out for Australia many thousand miles away. And now I'm in the outback shearing sheep for me. Oh, Boyle in the County of Roscommon, that's where I long to dwell. Hear the local singer sing the songs I love so well. And walk along the river bank and watch the fishes rise. And see the Corrie Mountains so gently to the sky. Australia is a lonely land, I like the people well. Very poor Australian children, it's sister than myself. I'll take you to Roscommon and show you boys from there. Where in the fields me parents looked, I helped them with hay. Oh, Boyle in the County Roscommon, that's where I long to dwell. To hear the local singer sing the songs I love so well. And walk along the river bank and watch the fishes rise. And see the Corrie Mountains. I never will forget the day I left the town of Boyle. My heart goes back there daily to my own dear neighbor's side. I can see the stone marks clearly and the haystack still so high. And the golden forests are blooming as they did in the days gone by. Oh, Boyle in the County of Roscommon, that's where I long to dwell. To hear the local singer sing the songs I love so well. And walk along the river bank and watch the fishes rise. And see the Corrie Mountains float gently to the sky. And see the Corrie Mountains float gently to the sky.
Thank you.
Here's Sally O'Brien wishing us all a very Merry Christmas, and of course, why wouldn't she? All right. We, friends, are only on the air because of our sponsors, and yes, we should acknowledge them. Tourism Ireland, Ireland.com, Ireland's Great Hunger Museum, IGHM.org, Mutual of America, MutualofAmerica.com, and, well, Quinnipiac University, that's Quinnipiac.com, the law firm of O'Dwyer and Bernstein, Irish Repertory Theatre, Eternally Irish, and of course, CIE Tours. And we bring you greetings from Elizabeth Crabble, who runs CIE Tours, North America. And if you're at all interested, or if you'd like to, you know, experience the very best of Ireland, of Scotland, England, Wales in 2019 with CIE Tours, yeah, all kinds of, yeah, there's such a variety of escorted tours of Ireland. You know, might be a weekender, you might want to go for a weekend. You could go on an Irish food tour, an Irish family, a new Irish family, Loch, and more. And that's 8 days, you know, an excellent, that could be my family trip. And of course, new for 2019. Plenty of events throughout the year. You find out more, indeed, and including add-ons, or perhaps you'd like to have a chauffeur-driven car while you're in Ireland to go wherever and, you know, hither and yon, as you may want yourself. CIE Tours. CIE Tours International, telephone toll-free, 800-243-8687. The website, www.cietours.com. That's cietours.com. Anyway, if you ever go to Dublin town, well, that's all I need to tell you about it.
If ever you go to Dublin town in 100 years or so, inquire for me in Baggot Street, and what I was like to know. He was a queer one, for the little Lido. He was a queer one, and I tell you, me great-grandmother knew him well. He asked her to come and call on him in his flat, and she giggled at the thought of a young girl's lovely fall. He was dangerous, all the little I know. He was dangerous, and I'll tell you. On Pembroke Road, look out for me ghost, disheveled with shoes untied, playing to the railings with little children, whose children have long since died. He was a nice man, all the little I know. He was a nice man, and I'll tell you. Go into a pub and listen well, if my voice still echoes there. Ask the men what their grandsires thought, and tell them to answer fair. He was eccentric, all the little I know. He was eccentric, and I'll tell you. He had the knack of making men feel as small as they really were, which meant as great as God had made them, but as males they just like to dare. He was a proud one, all the little Lido. He was a proud one, and I'll tell you. If ever you go to Dublin town in 100 years or so, if for me personality is it vanity, babe, for now. He was a vain one, all the little I know. He was the main one, and I'll tell ye. I saw his name with 100 more in a book in the library. He said he had never fully achieved his potentiality. He was slothful, positive as I know. He was slothful, and I'll tell you. He knew that posterity had no use for anything but the soul. The lines that speak the passionate heart, the spirit that lives alone. He was a lone one, positive as I know. He was a lone one, and I'll tell you. He was a lone one, positive as I know. Yet he lived happily, and I'll tell you.
Let's dedicate that one to a great friend of ours, of the Sheridan and the family there, to Jack and Wanda O'Reilly. Of course, I always thought that Jack had a very strong Longford connections, and then, you know, he found him out. He did have his summers and great affiliation there with Longford and Heath. But at the end of the day, you know, a dub will be a dub. And when it comes down to it, that's the way it is. And I don't mind telling you one bit. Hey, have you heard of Lily the Pink? Now here's a story, a little bit gory, a little bit happy, a little bit sad, of Lily the Pink and her medicinal compound, and how it drove her to the bad. Well, Ebenezer, Buddy the silliest Caesar, slowly put him in a hopper home, and then they gave him medicinal compound, and now he's emperor of Rome.
We'll be right back.
White Christmas didn't happen on the East Coast here anyway, in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. A little bit as you get more into the heartlands of the country, they got plenty of it. But no, we didn't have a trace of snow. And also, I can tell you that Ireland has had nothing but just mild, fabulous weather. So getting a break there as well. Record numbers of visitors to Ireland, particularly from North America for Christmas, including, of course, my own daughter, Eileen. Eileen Flannery Mackerel, who is over there. And I'm sure, knowing Eileen, that she's absolutely glued now to the Flannery Show in New York. Because that's... wait a minute. I think I got the wrong Eileen, did I? Okay. Oh, yeah. All right. Actually, there is an Eileen and a cousin of ours, Eileen Hughes. And she's a very faithful listener indeed. And any time we don't have any guests for the program, she's twice as happy. And that's the way that it is. Okay, so this is one of those days, one of these days. And, of course, not just to Eileen, but from the Hughes. We wish you all a very happy New Year. Okay, Johnny McAvoy, bring up something there for us. For the two Eileens, one in Ireland and an Eileen Hughes.
I'm always light-hearted and easy, not a care in the world have I. But I know I'm loved by a colleague, and I couldn't forget if I tried. She lives far away on the mountain, where the little birds sing of the tree. In a cottage all covered with ivy, my Eileen is waiting for me on seven. It's over the mountain, where the little birds sing of the tree. In a cottage all covered with ivy, my Eileen is waiting for me. The time I bid goodbye to Eileen, for the time I will never forget. For the tears bubbled up from their slumber, I fancy I see them again. They look like the pearls in the ocean, as she wept the tale of love. And he said, my dear boy, don't forget me, till we meet here again or above. It's over the mountain, where the little birds sing on the tree. In a cottage all covered with ivy, my Eileen is waiting for me. In a cottage all covered with ivy, my Eileen is waiting for me.
And of course, surely Eileen's around the world too. Yes, that's where my Eileen is waiting for me. I just want to tell you a little bit too about the clock is ticking here for the Irish Repertory Theatre's production of A Child's Christmas in Wales. And as a matter of fact, you have tonight and tomorrow. It's great, and it's an adaptation, and it is directed by Charlotte Moore, who with Kieran O'Reilly founded the Irish Repertory Theatre 30 years ago. And it's on, as I say, today, tonight, tomorrow, and that's it. Also, though, The Dead, James Joyce's The Dead, 1904, is an annual event which has absolutely been reviewed and praised to the hilt. It's an Irish repertory theatre production, and but it's very unique. You, if you want to join, a good group, and bring yourself back to Dublin, as you gather with James Joyce's immortal characters. It's a great evening of music, of food, and epiphany. It actually runs until January 13th, and it is at the American-Irish Historical Society, and it has a cast, of so many. I don't even want to go to, well, why don't I pick a couple of you and make enemies for the last program of the year, Melissa Gilbert, you have Rufus Collins, Kimberly Doreen Barnes, who else was in here? Okay, Terry Donnelly, great indeed actor. We have Aideen Maloney. All right. The rest of them you can see yourself, because it's a great evening. Picture being invited to an annual event in Dublin of the, again, it's the 1904 setting. It is indeed, and this is for the aristocracy, and many of them slithering and on the way to indeed the collapse of the good times, many of them again realizing that there wouldn't be that many functions like that left for economic reasons. But anyway, well worth looking into. And there's a whole program of new and indeed Shannua, new productions coming up at the Irish Repertory Theatre. 212-727-2737. That's 212-727-2737. And that you can get the information on irishrep.org. But indeed, might be a good time for me, friends, to let you know that in any of our sponsors, if you'd like to get directly to their website, you can do so on irishradio.com. Again, you'd have Tourism Ireland, Mutual of America, Ireland's Great Hunger Museum, and of course, the Irish Repertory Theatre, the Eternally Irish Memorial Site CIE Tours. Just log on to our website, and we have that the direct links to all of those and more. All right, this sounds pretty good. Slides. Yeah, I'm not kidding. Okay, this is Jim McGrath. Slithering, sliding, and generally colliding. Broadcasting live from New York City, and again we'd like to indeed remind you that as we head into the new year, I know it is indeed a time of peace and goodwill, and we join all of you in sharing this very special time of year. Coming up, we have, well, the name of this album is called Throwing Caution to the Wind, which might indeed fit in beautifully with our own program here. The singer is Liam Riley, and I think you'll recognize the song itself. IrishRadio.com, worldwide, live and archived.
Just no sweet song. just an old sweet song. It's Georgia on my mind.
Over to Ireland and to Roundwood and County Wicklow, where we end up with our good friend, our dear friend, newscaster, sportscaster, and Men About Town. You're still a Men About Town, aren't you, Colin?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Didn't go to the races this year, but watched them, and of course, lost a few balls to the bookies. Hope we get it back tonight when Munster play Leinster. Economy is in danger of overheating as no deal spectre looms in Britain. Dublin Airport reaches milestone of 30 million passengers. Poor slump for Sinn Féin as politicians call for a new ties with the British Commonwealth. These were some of the stories as Connacht leapfrogged Munster into second place as tries by Shane Delahunt, Pondiaki and Keelan Blade led into a first double over Ulster last night. They won by 21 points to 12. It was an impressive display from Connacht, who were playing in Galway. Of course, they almost beat Leinster in Dublin last Saturday, but were edged out with a last-second try. The clash of the weekend, of course, is Munster at home to the double champions Leinster, were 4-6 to win, or -3 in the spread betting. Leinster with almost a full side, including Johnny Sexton at half, have won the last 5 games and are clear favourites to win this evening. In Munster's backyard. The home side are without their captain, Peter O'Mahony, who had been rested. In the English Premiership, latest scores, Brighton 0, Everton 0, Fulham 0, Huddersfield 0, Leicester City 0, Cardiff City 0, their half-time scores, Tottenham 1, Wolves 0, Watford 0, Newcastle United 1, and in the Scottish Premiership, a result, Rangers 1, Celtic 0. The economy is in danger of overheating as early as next year and will reach and exceed its sustainable level in the coming years. This is according to research prepared for the Department of Finance. The findings bear out warnings this month from expert bodies. Irish Fiscal Advisory Council Chairman Seamus Cully warned the economy was close to its peak and facing a number of risks that it could cause it to crash. Overheating happens when the total of what the economy is producing exceeds what it can produce sustainably. Typically, wages and other costs reach uncompetitive levels, which can then trigger a downturn. And meanwhile, for 17 straight months, one name has been a constant presence on the trading brother of Japan's investors, Ireland. Buoyant economic growth and improving fiscal conditions have attracted Japanese funds to Irish bonds, with purchases increasing in recent months, even as uncertainty grew over whether the UK will leave the EU with or without a deal. A document prepared by the government warns that a hard Brexit next March would impact every element of economic functionality, trade flows, supply chains, economic and business operations, the labour market, of course, consumer confidence and spending. It says a British crash out of the EU without an agreement will have a very significant adverse economic and social impact in the UK, and Ireland will also suffer considerably in that context. On the tourism front, Ireland welcomed almost 3.5 million visitors from the UK this year, and they spent 760 million over the first three quarters. The number of tourists coming to Ireland from the UK is influenced by the value of sterling against the euro, with more arriving when the pound is strong. The value of sterling would plummet in the event of a no deal. Paul Kelly, chief executive of Falter Ireland, has said a hard Brexit would cost the tourism industry as much as $390 million. And still on tourism, an environmentalist who went to court to try to quash permission for work to stop coastal erosion near Donald Trump's hotel in Doonbeg, County Clare, is now opposing plans for a $40 million redevelopment of the County Clare resort. Campaigner Peter Sweetman claims that the American president's plans for a ballroom, leisure centre and 53 holiday homes should not be considered in isolation, as it will form part of the same development as the protection work that is going on in the area. The expansion will allow Doonbeg to attract more wedding business, and the operators say it is key to the hotel resort returning to profitability since President Trump bought the hotel in 2014 for $15 million, it has lost money every year. The planning board will rule shortly on plans by President Trump to build two bar fires, 626 meters and 256 meters long, which would stop erosion of the sand dunes. A plan for a longer wall made of rock was withdrawn in 2016. Shades of the Mexican wall here. Sinn Féin has slumped by 6 points to 17% in the final political survey of the year, suffering its largest ever setback in an opinion poll for the Sunday Times. The party has reached its lowest level since Mary Lou MacDonald's election as leader last February. MacDonald's personal satisfaction rating has fallen 4 points to 44%, reflecting a difficult end to the political year for the party, which lost Padraig Tobin in its Meath West TD last month. He resigned after being suspended for voting against abortion legislation. Fianna Fáil has continued to gain ground on Fine Gael and is up 2 points to 29%, its highest support in 18 months. Fine Gael rises 1 to 31% just after the parties announced the extension of their confidence and supply arrangement. And finally, I see there are calls for Ireland to rejoin the Commonwealth. Closer ties between Ireland and the Commonwealth of Nations were of great potential for this country, Fine Gael Senator Frank Fain said this week. Those ties could be strengthened without altering the Republic's sovereignty or membership of the European Union, he said. The Commonwealth, which is an association of free and equal sovereign states with 53 member countries, 32 of which are republics, with a combined population of 2.2 billion. He welcomed the chief executive of the Royal Commonwealth Society, Dr. Gwen Munro, to a cross-party meeting at Leinster House this week. The senator's sentiments were echoed by the Tian Corla, or Speaker of the House, Sean O'Farrell. Of course, Ireland left the Commonwealth in 1949 when Taoiseach John A. Costello, at a dinner in Canada, declared a republic for the state without consulting his cabinet. Kevin O'Connor in Roundwood, and it's 54 degrees and quite pleasant here. Sláinte go bhfuil air.
Well, thank you. It's quite pleasant here too. We don't have 54 degrees, but we're delighted indeed that the great number of visitors to Ireland are enjoying great weather and Christmas spirit, and still flying high from what we hear, Kevin. So
yes, it is, and of course on the sporting front now we have an interesting Connacht had a great game last night against Ulster in Galway, winning by 21 points to 12. And of course the big game this weekend, this a 5:15 Irish time, is Munster at Thomond Park hosting the champions, double champions, Leinster, who almost have a full side. And the betting is Leinster minus 3, and I think you want a little bit more than that on Munster, of course, plus 3, to put a few bob on Munster, but I might chance it.
Yeah.
I might chance it.
Yeah,
the one in Connacht last night, so we put some.
You're a good lad yourself. You know which side your bread is buttered on, let me tell you there. Connacht, very, very good. And let's see what happens. But I would imagine you're rooting for whom now tonight?
I'd be rooting for Munster. So I played for Munster at schools level, so I can't give up that. Even though I'm following Leinster here all the time and went to some of the matches, but I also went to Munster when they won the European Cup over in Cardiff. Twice they won it there, and I was at both matches.
Oh, good man yourself. Yeah. Okay. Kevin, to you, to Ren, to indeed to the O'Connors on both sides of the Atlantic from all of us, of course we'd want to wish you a very, very happy New Year and many of them.
Thank you, and it's reciprocated here to you and your family here in Ireland and in the States. Yes.
Thank you again. And friend of Kevin O'Connor, news and sports from Ireland. I mentioned earlier, I think many of you would know, that Ireland celebrates the 12 days of Christmas. And as a matter of fact, I think many of us can relate now to a presentation here, or indeed just to catch the atmosphere of the 12 days of Christmas. I'm sure we all of us got a lot of Christmas presents that are going back to where they came from. Anyway, look, Frank Kelly will, you know, tell us about the 12 days of Christmas.
Day 1. Dear Nola, thank you very much for your lovely present of a partridge in a pear tree. We're getting the hang of feeding the partridge now, although it was difficult at first to win its confidence. It bit the mother rather badly in the hand, but we're good friends now, and we're keeping the pear tree indoors in a bucket. Thank you again. Yours affectionately, Governor O'Lunacy. Day 2. Dear Nola, I cannot tell you how surprised we were to hear from your thoughts on again, and to receive your lovely present of 2 turtle doves. You really are too kind. At first, the partridge was very jealous and suspicious of the doves, and they had a terrible row on the night the doves arrived. We had to send for the vet. But the birds are okay again, and the stitches are due to come out in a week or two. The vet's still with £8, but the mother is over her annoyance now, and the doves in the pasture are watching the telly from the pear tree as I write. Yours ever, Govnet. Day 3. Dear Nuala, he must be foremost in your thoughts. I had only posted my letter when the two French hens arrived. There was another cross out between the hens and the doves who sided with the partridge, and the vet had to be sent for again. The mother was raging because the bill was £16 this time, but she has almost cooled down. However, the fact that the bird's droppings keep falling down on her hair while she's watching the telly doesn't help matters. Thanking you for your kindness, I remain your governess. Day 4. Dear Nuala, you mustn't have received my last letter when you were sending us the four calling birds. There was pandemonium in the pear tree again last night, and the vet bill was £32. The mother is on sedation as I write. I know you meant no harm, and remain your close friend, Govnet. Day 5. Nuala, your generosity knows no bounds. 5 gold rings. When the parcel arrived, I was scared stiff that it might be more birds, because the smell in the living room is atrocious. However, I don't want to seem ungrateful for the beautiful rings. Your affectionate friend, Governor. Day 6. Nuala, what are you trying to do to us? It isn't that we don't appreciate your generosity, but the 6 geese have not alone nearly murdered the calling birds, but they laid their eggs on top of the vet's head from the pear tree, and it's filled with £68 in cash. My mother is munching 60 grains of Valium a day and talking to herself in a most alarming way. You must keep your feelings for me in check, Governor. Day 7. Nuala, we are not amused by your little joke. 7 swans of swimming is a most romantic idea, but not in the bath of a private house. We cannot use the bathroom now because they have gone completely savage and rush the door every time we try to enter. If things go on this way, the mother and I will smell as bad as the living room carpet. Please lay off. It is not fair, Governor. Day 8. Nuala, who the hell do you think gave you the right to send 8 hefty maids and milkins here to weed us out of house and home? Their cattle is all over the front lawn and has trampled the hill over the mother's rose bed. The swans invaded the living room in a sneak attack, and the ensuing battle between them and the calling birds, turtle doves, French hens and parsers made the battle of the storm seem like Wanderley Wagon. The mother is on a bottle of whiskey a day as well as the 60 grains of Valium. I'm very annoyed with you, Governor. Day 9. Listen, you louser. There's enough pandemonium in this place night and day without 9 drummers drumming. While the 8 flaming maids and milking is beating me poor old alcoholic mother out of her own kitchen and gobbling everything in sight. I'm warning you, you're making an enemy of me, Governor. Day 10. Listen, manure face. I hope you will be haunted by the strains of the tin piper python which has sent to Tormentus last night. They were aided in the evil work by those maniac drummers, and it wasn't a pleasant sight to look out the window and see 8 hefty maids and milking, four going round with the ensuing punk rock uproar. My mother has just finished her 3rd bottle of whiskey on top of 124 grains of Valium. You'll get yours, but not all alone at sight. Day 11. You have scandalized my mother, you dirty Jezebel. It was bad enough to have 8 maids and milking dancing to punk music on the front lawn, but they've now been joined by your friends, the 11 lords of Leeson, and the antics of the whole lot of them would leave the most decadent days of the Roman Empire looking like outlook. I'll get you yet, you old bag. Day 12. Listen, flurry head, you have ruined our lives. The 12 maidens dancing turned up last night and beat the living daylights out of the 8 maids of Lincoln, but they found them carrying on with the 11 lords of Leeson. Meanwhile, the swans got out of the living room where they'd been hiding since the big battle and savage hell with the lords and all the maids. There were 8 ambulances here last night and the local civil defense as well. The mother is in a home for the bewildered, and I'm sitting here up to me neck in bird blood and empty whiskey and valium muscles, bird blood and feathers, when the flaming cows eat the leaves off the pear tree. I'm a broken man. Come to the door now, let's see.
All right. Well, it seems that didn't work out that well. It's still, you know, it's still very, it's a funny, you know, the fiction there from Eamon Kelly, great Shanahy, and a great story to her. Friends, you are listening to Irish Radio Network, USA. And we again would like to wish you very, very much a happy new year as we continue with our programming. All right. I need to get... hold on a second now. This is live programming.
Oh, yeah.
Get in here. All right. That's, all right, but can you put me back to where we were? Okay. Ah, no, isn't that terrific? Okay, let's have some Irish cure. I'm terrific. I really have to say now, almost 50 years later, I'm really getting the hang of our database and our the computer. I find it marvelous. Someone who doesn't go out for a few minutes. Okay, let's just some Irish stew here from James Last. Indeed, he took Ireland by storm. There, you know, I'm trying to guess when that might have been. That's a good 20 years ago. Anyway, I have to check in with my sister, but here in Ireland, And Berlin or David Waters. Ah, but I think there must have been. I'm sure. Okay.
And we have heard on high. Banjos heard on high.
Okay, classic Christmas. Jed Marum. That's not the old banjo there.
I heard a band of angels sing. Banjos we have heard on high. Banjos heard on high. And on this day a newborn king, banjos we have heard on high, banjos heard on high. Holy night, silent night, Lord of Lords and Light of Light, angels sing, banjos ring, praise the newborn king. To make here on the program this morning as we congratulate my cousin, our cousin, born and raised in Albany, of course moved to Ireland, and Dr. Elaine Byrne got engaged this weekend to Aidan Hunt, and of course you pick well, Elaine. A mailman. Elaine is the daughter of Dr. Boone and Olive Byrne, who are normally hugging like chickens. All right. I don't, let's just do maybe a song that'll be closer to the couple. And this is it.
The green and red mayo, I can see it still. It's soft and craggy boglands, it's tall majestic hills, where the ocean kisses Ireland, and the wind caresses shore. Oh, the feeling it came over me, stay forevermore, forevermore. Where one Sunday every summer the pilgrims climb the reach, where St. Patrick in his solitude looks down across the bay, from with the ringing of his bells call the faithful there to pray, there to pray.
Congratulations again from all of us from the family, and welcome indeed Aidan Hunt to the family. I think that this one's going to give you a run for your, for your money. Yeah, all right. Anyway, look, we have, there are very many great, great versions of Moonlight and Mayo, for instance. You know, you have Louise Morrissey, she handles it extremely well. And okay.
It's just a year ago today I left old Emsile.
Louise, now I'll tell you what, that's a lovely version, and that's probably the one that we would know well, and you know, draw tears out of a tongue. But you could go up to Mayo and you could catch up with John Hogan, and he takes the same song and do well, listen to it. Oh no, it's not his either. Okay, now I tell you what, now that one kind of backfired on me. Let me see if we can get to okay, when I find the other one, let's take this one from Deirdre Riley. Okay, it's the voice in the County Mayo.
Far away from the land of the shamrock and heather, in search of a living as exiles we roam, but whenever we chance to assemble together, we think of the land where we once had our home. But these homes are destroyed and our soil confiscated. The hand of the tyrants brought plunder and woe. Our fires are now out and our hearts desolated in our once happy homes in the County Mayo. From Cong to Killala, from Swinford to Bala, Newport and Westport and Old Castlebar, Ballyhonnet, Belmullet, Tormacady, God love it, Bohola, whose brave men are famed near and far. From Galway to Dublin, from Derry to Kerry, New York and Frisco and Boston also, in Pittsburgh, Chicago, Detroit, and Toronto, there are stout-hearted men from the County Mayo. ¶¶
stand together in all kinds of weather. Don't show the white feather wherever you go. All be as a brother and help one another, like the true-hearted men from the County Mayo. Like the true-hearted men from the County Mayo.
The sky above us. Okay, I found the version of Moonlight in Mayo, and you need to put on your sneakers to catch up with this one. And actually, it's not John Hogan, it's Dave Howley. Okay, take it away. Right now you can see a little bit of faction moving in here. And the groom to be says, an awful lot of Mayo, and he understands it and he appreciates it, but his mother-in-law to be shines a puss, if you don't give equal time, you know, to the Dubliners. I see now, if there's any love song here, from Dublin. Oh, here's one. Okay.
You may travel from Clare to the county Kildare, from Galway or down to Buckaroon. But where would you be if I was a lady, Biddy Mulligan, the bride of the film? I'm a buxom fine widow, I live in a spot in Dublin, they call it the Coombe. Six
up and his stall are laid out on the street, and the palace consists of one room. Oyster apples and oranges, looks and the tea, bananas and strawberries this week. On the Saturday night, I sell second-hand clothes on the floor of the stall on the street. You may travel from Clare to the county Kildare, from Francis Street down to Macaroon. Ah, but where would you see a fine widow like me, Biddy Mulligan, the bride of the tomb? I sell fish on the Friday, laid out on the board, the finest gilt point in the day. But the best is me heading for Dublin Bay, heading, there's heading for dinner today. Now a Patrick's Tea Corner for 45 years, I stood there, I'm telling no lies. And while I was there was no one could dare to say black was the white of me eye. You may travel from Clare to the county Kildare, from Galway right down to Macaroon. Ah, but where would you see a fine widow like me, Biddy Mulligan, the bride of the groom?
Splendid grape singing.
In the park on the Sunday, I take quite a dash. All the neighbors look on with surprise. With the Aberdeen shawlie thrown over me back, sure I dazzle the sight in their eyes. Now I have the son Mick, and he's great on the flute. He plays with the Longford Street band. And would do your heart good just to see him march out on a Sunday to Dolly Belfrance. You may travel from Clare to the county Kildare, from Galway right down to Macaroon. Ah, but where would you see a boy with a like a me, Billy Mulligan, the bride of the groom? You may travel from Clare to the county Kildare, from Francis Street down to Macaroon. Ah, but where would you see a boy with a like a me, Billy Mulligan, the bride of the groom? Me boys, Billy Mulligan, the bride of the groom.
I think we're covered. Okay, let's go to, out to Belmore. See what Mary McDonald is coming up. I think she might well be singing Love Those Three Songs. You never know.
Once in
that's not right. Let's go back to, okay, where are you there again? Well, I tell you what, I beat myself to that one because it's a very nice song. I'll be going to go back to it, but I was thinking here, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners, much as we appreciate, you know, the Christmas season and the gifts and more gifts and whatever, there are some though that are we could nearly do without, right? Anyway, look, here's the story that I think we can all relate to, okay? And it's very much a Christmas story.
My sombrero.
Come on.
The hat I got for Christmas is too big. It's nice, but my sombrero is too big. Is it raining? Is it snowing? I can't see where I am going, 'cause the hat I got for Christmas is too big. But ring the bell and beat the drum. Ring the bell and beat the drum. I ring the bell to be polite. But if I see that Santa Claus, I'm going to start a fight. The hat I got for Christmas is too big. Oh, it's nice, but my sombrero is too big. If you wonder why I shiver, I fell 3 times in the river, 'cause the hat I got for Christmas is too big. But ring the bell and beat the drum. Ring the bell and beat the drum. I ring the bell, but I feel sick, 'cause Mr. Santa Claus, you played on me a dirty trick.
Okay. Can we go back to Mary McGonigal and that poetry song? Okay. Now, if my memory serves me well, we're up to this part. There should not be more than 2 parts. I grant you that part. Yeah, love poetry song.
Oh,
Now, that song, as I was saying, my apologies to Mary McGonigal there. That's not a song that you splice together with sellotape. No, it's not. But anyway, that's the way it turned out. And it is the Christmas season, friends. It's still the Christmas season. We'll bring you back to O'Connor Street in Dublin. Leave us there to see it, yeah. Flannelly Show live from New York, IrishRadio.com worldwide. Lovely Christmas song. You're not here now.
Yesterday my wife made white little angels. A little boy helped her put them on the tree. Sunshine comes in the strangest way. When he turned to his mommy and he said, can I have an angel from the Christmas tree and give it to Sarah, who's not quite like me? Gonna take us out.
daddy, if we didn't have a rain sometime, we would never have such pretty flowers.
The song, and be there by Colin Dunn, speaks for itself. To hear Guy Lombardo, the traditional song of Auld Lang Syne, I'm sure we'll hear around the world. But it would be nice, you know, to perhaps take John McDermott and have him maybe sing lyrics. Now, bear in mind, it's a Scottish song. And, you know, but still, you'll be able to get a better feel for Auld Lang Syne from John McDermott. Please send us a birthday wish. All of you, very, very happy New Year.
Should old acquaintance be forgot, I'm never brought to mind. Should old acquaintance be forgot, and is the whole life.
To leave it at that, as we bring our New Year's wishes, our warmest wishes to each of you, you know, from Irish Radio, irishradio.com worldwide, from the Flannelys, and of course on both sides of the Atlantic, and the Sheridans, and again, friends, have a very, very happy New Year, and thank you for listening. Adrian Flannelly, signing off. God bless.